Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, canalizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Evening, everybody. This is LSO, and I welcome you to the LSO Treat Show. Yes, I'll be having fun all by myself, Welcome, welcome, welcome to the LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner and CEO of LSO exclamation point, and the company's name is Treats and Things LL to the C. I am a HBCU undergraduate and a master summa cum laude graduate. Yeah, you know, just a little something, just a little bit. That's just a little bit of the backbones of my educational hashtag my LSO journey. I am a writer and independent published author of 3 erotic books, yearly calendar, playing cards, and so much more. And guess what? Just recently, I just dropped, brings me to I'm not just erotica. I am also inspirational and empowerment as well, because the 4th book is called Looking Into the Mirror, Introducing Self to Me. Think about it. But y'all know what? I'm also the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show, and I'm a spoken word artist, and I'm an actress. Yeah, you know, I got a lot of other things under my belt, too, but you know, that's just a little bit about me. LSO has that creative diversity that captures you and makes you want to become one with everything she says and not be afraid to try it and like it. She introduces you to your fantasies with the freedom to enjoy, and when you're afraid to say it, just read it from LSO. She has all the right words and all the right scenes set for you to enjoy. Excuse me, recipes ready through well-seasoned words to add spice to your life. You have the liberty to exhibit an erotic treat that satisfies your sexual palate and hitting all the right spots. Enjoying the words that are designed to magnetize your inner character while creating the escape to places beyond your imagination. No embarrassment, and no judgment, flowing so that you can experience the displays of her words written and or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words and speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO promises limitless possibilities, and I promise to never disappoint you. Now they say, you know, you shouldn't make promises that you can't keep. Now, if I disappoint you in some way or fashion, that's because you did it. But other than that, I'll put some words to it and make it all better. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, time to get ready. The topic is 2020 revelations, ... bring back in relationships. Now, before I tell you how we got the title and how we came about all of this, just note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions, and remember, a spanking may be necessary. So don't worry. LSO has the paddle and whip in her collection. But y'all know every week LSO don't do this by herself. She come with a partner. She come with a teammate. She come with a stronghold. She got someone standing to her side, her back, her front. Y'all know I don't do this by myself. All the way from the Chi-Town in the NY, bringing you D. Smith.
What's good, people? What's good? What's good? What's good? Happy Monday night to y'all, man. Shout out to LSO. How you doing, babes?
I'm good. I'm good now.
Good, good, good.
You wouldn't let me talk last week talking about, no.
Y'all should have heard her. Oh, my God. Y'all should have heard her. In fact, I'm glad y'all didn't hear her. Consider yourselves blessed. Consider yourselves blessed.
See, don't do me like that because you know I'm sensitive. Don't do
you
me like that. I'm very sensitive.
I got to keep it real. You sounded horrible. We had to take last week off, man. We had to.
But
need
I'm
to
back. Your voice is good now, right?
Huh?
My voice is good?
Oh, it sounds really nice now. Oh, yeah. Oh, your voice is really good. Really good. So, yeah, this is the voice we want to hear. That's your last yeah. week. That's it.
But, you know, it's not the greatest. It's not 100%, but it's much, much better, and I feel so much better than I did last week. Last week I was more or less man down.
Glad to keep you doing the better,
We got this topic from someone in the group. I have made posts in the group, and this gentleman, he came on the post, and he made a statement on the post about doing a show in reference to blah, 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 blah.
No.
So I said, okay, how about we do a show on Monday? We're going to do a show on what you just said. I'm going to build some questions, touch bases, and this is what we're doing. So voila, here we are today. So Lawlesses, I greatly appreciate each and every one of you participating in the group and stating your comments and how you feel. And just know that when you do that, you too can be a guest on the show.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
Before, this guest has been on under many aliases, and we've had many conversations. But I'm going to introduce to you this gentleman. I've known him. I'm not going to tell you for how many years. Y'all are going to think I'm very much young. But we went to college together, and you know when you go away to college or whenever you see people that rep where you're from, everyone always stick together. But with us sticking together, we built a family. So that's my big brother. I'm introducing to you my big brother. If I call him, he's there. If he calls me, I'm there. He's an assistant principal. He's a mentor. He's a strong black man. Just bring it to you. And he's a strong drink, no chaser. So I'm going to bring to you, I'll call him Mr. Wyatt. But, you know, usually that's for little sisters when they start calling you stuff like that. That's because you done did something wrong. But that sticks for him. So I'm going to bring to you Mr. Wyatt this evening. Mr. Wyatt, was good?
What's up, Tom? How you doing? B. Smith, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good.
Yo, would you stop? Yo, first of all, the way you started the show, like, all I saw was a post, and I was like, y'all talking about this? So I was like, you asked me a question, I give you an answer. I had no idea. Well, you're on the next show. I'm like, oh, damn, yo. I'm just going to keep quiet and watch the comments.
But that's what you're saying. In the group. This is what we're here for, because people need to hear what you have to say in regards to some of this.
Okay.
Because some people don't know, and people take things for granted. So, you know, and we need to hear from you.
Okay. I mean, we're just in different times, but let's get it started, man. Let's go. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, again, the topic is 2020 Revelations, Bring Back the Art in Relationships. So we're going to try to bring back the art in relationships because, trust me, I need that. So I need to hear from y'all men how you bring this back. What work with me tonight. So what is considered a date? So we had a gentleman put, whatever you and your mate decide, it doesn't have to be approved by anyone else but the two of you. So it can be a walk in the park, going to dinner, a movie, or laying in bed with some Netflix and whipped cream, cold whipped cream. That way it's a Netflix and chill. LOL. So, D. Smith, what is considered a date?
What is considered a date?
Yeah, what is considered a date?
What's considered a date? Huh. For me, for me, I guess a date would be concentrated time allotted for exploring each other in an effort to get to know one another deeper. You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily just like we can, for example, we can run a couple errands and really vibe out, you know what I'm saying, and really get to know each other, you know, in a way that's a little bit deeper and even more intimate by us, you know, running around just handling regular old day-to-day business. And you can get the same effect doing that as you could planning an evening, you know, where you guys are going to go out to dinner and do some other things and dress up and look nice. You see what I'm saying? So to me, I guess the date part is really predicated on the purpose of you guys spending time together.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
It depends
how you miss the date. But if your intentions are to do something long-term or have this person in your life long-term or something like that, then, you know, it may take on the vibe of a date.
Mm-hmm. So, Wyatt, what is considered a date to you?
Well, the person that said that quote, the first thing that I thought of was, all right, he's saying dating your mate. But I was thinking in terms of, like, if a first encounter with a person you don't know. That's what I was coming from when I'm comments online. I would have to piggyback off D. Smith's spending time, whatever you decide to do with the person that you might have just met, will probably qualify as a date. It doesn't have to be romantic. It could be something fun. It can be something that y'all both might be interested in. But date is date. Oof. It's hard, like, wow. People are so, you know, particular when it comes to meeting somebody and going out on a date with them for the first time. The common thing is going out to dinner. You know, that's like the most typical thing. But in my opinion, I don't feel like that always has to be done the first time out, you know. So I think it varies depending on what you and the individual agree to.
Right. I agree. I agree with each of you. So, LSO, what is considered a date for you? A date, be it with your mate or someone you're getting to know, is quality time and undivided quality time. That means you're giving your attention to that person in that moment doing whatever it is that you're doing. You're riding on a train coming from a movie or just riding on a train together and you getting off at one stop and they getting off at another stop or walking to the corner store or actually dressing up, putting on clothes and going out to a play and dinner or something like that. All of those are considered a date. And a date can also consist of this day, this time, this is where both of us are going to be. And we're going to be together doing whatever. Even if the date is in the living room, meet me in the living room, 8 o'clock, don't be late, turning on the TV, that's a date. Because no one else is getting that time but the person you're with. And they're getting undivided attention.
So should you distinguish with the person that you're with or the person you're spending the time with, whether or not this qualifies as a date or not in that case? Because a lot of times, if you don't tell people that you're on a date, they won't pick up on the vibe. They won't assume that. They won't acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying? So to them, some people, a date really should be a formal thing where it's said that this is a date, you know, and there's a time and a place, you know, that we're going to meet, or, you know, you're going to pick me up at a certain time, we're going to go A, B, and C, you know, we'll be home at a certain time, or we'll just get home whenever we get home. But there's usually more planning. So some people may think that a date really does require, you know, planned and agreed to, you know, plans for the date. You know what I'm saying? So should you have to tell, should you actually just set and make it known that, hey, this is a date. So, yeah, you come on over to my house. You know, I'm doing stuff around the house. You just want to hang out and be in my space. That's cool. I'm not going anywhere, but I got a lot of house. You know, I'm be running around. I got a dinner to make. You know, I got to do laundry. I got full clothes. I got this and that to do. You know, if you want to hang out and, you know, just be in the area, that's cool. You know, or Netflix and chill. You know, should you say that this is a date as opposed to, hey, we're meeting up Friday night to go out to, you know, Ruth Chris. And then we went to the opera. You know what I'm saying?
I think if you're dating with a purpose, then more so, yes, you should. So that the person is fully aware of this is what we're doing. We're dating to soon to be courting to soon to be in a relationship type of something. But I guess it depends on the people who's actively involved. Because you can go on a date with several people, it's a group of you, and y'all all on a date because y'all have date night. Or you have date night as a family. Or you have date night with your friends. This day, this
but,
time, this is what we all are going to be doing.
Right,
so
but
I guess
not
you have to differentiate.
You know we're not talking about family and friends.
No, but
you know we're not talking about family and friends. We're talking about actual one-on-one.
It's still a date.
That ain't no date.
It's,
don't throw that in
there.
Confusing the conversation. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't insert that. Don't insert that. You know that ain't got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
That's family night. That's family
night. Right, family night. Friends night. That ain't got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Date. They ain't no date.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Mr. Wyatt, let me ask you this, brother. Let me ask you this. When it comes to dating, right? Would you consider a date opportunity for the other person to be in your personal space in terms of mentally or even time-wise or even energy-wise?
I think it's both. I mean,
okay.
I'm taking the time out. And I think it goes both ways. We're both taking the time out, and we agreed upon this to learn each other, to
okay.
learn about our energy. Learn about us as individuals. So we're both sacrificing time to see if, I guess, we can mesh and possibly
mm-hmm.
go next date, you know,
mm-hmm.
but dating in this time period is just totally different from, you know, our parents or grandparents. It's not the same thing now. I guess what is this, millennials, I think. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, so I would think that both people are sacrificing their time and energy to get to know a person. So I think it could go both ways.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. So the scenario that I just gave about, you know, if, you know, you go to somebody's house and maybe they have stuff to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just say, hey, it's Saturday. You know, I've been putting these things off. I really do need to handle this house stuff. You know, catch up on some things, get things squared right around the house. However, you're welcome to come over and hang out. You know, I'll cook for us, so I'll get us lunch or something. You know, I'll play some music. You know, we can watch a movie or something, but I am going to be kind of moving around. But you can move around with me. We can talk. We can vibe out. You know what I'm saying? Would you consider that a quality date?
I think
one
can,
say that one more time. Offer that to you. Would you consider
yeah,
that a date?
I think it could be considered a quality date if you've dated a few times. I wouldn't necessarily say that's a date the first time I'm meeting up with a person, but if we went out a few times already and, you know, the vibe was positive and
mm-hmm.
then I asked them that or they would ask me that, yeah, that could be considered a date, but I think you would have to establish some things first. That's why I said I think that's possibly, you know, after a few times of going out with the person, because I don't know if you would want to do that the first time out meeting somebody.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Your house, and you ain't coming to mind. I'm not comfortable in that space yet.
In
the back, you've been the first time out. I'd rather just meet up the public first, establish some things, and then later on, if we still feel each other, then I can see that being a date. Yeah, but I think we have to have dated a couple of times already first. I wouldn't do that to anybody on the first date because in this time period, that can be viewed as
just trying to
invite somebody to your face like that the first time out. It might be an assumption of you just trying to sex or fuck, and if you like the person, you don't want them to think in that direction. So after a few dates, then you saying that, then I would think, yeah, that's a date, but after a few times going out, the vibe is good. So, yeah, I can see that, but not the first time. Right? I'm not doing that. I don't know if you're Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't know if you're I don't know if you got body parts.
You gotta be careful with
about you
bringing people
turn
into your
talk.
Face.
Real talk.
And I don't care how and look, I'm not coming to your house just the first time out. That's the first time we're doing something together. I'm not doing that. I'm not.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I would look at somebody like they was crazy as shit if that was the first day. If she asked me to come to her crib for the first day, like, hell no. Man, I don't know what you own. Sound like a setup to me. I'm good.
Exactly.
Let's
meet in public. Let's do whatever we're doing outdoors.
This movie called Death by Temptation. It was starring, it was about a female vampire. And she would be at this bar. This girl was bad. She was just bad. Like, oh, Lord, she's bad. But so guys assuming she wants to go back to her place or go back to their place. So dudes is with it. She's bad. They with it the first time meeting this girl in the bar. Come to find out later on, once she got you to your place, she's biting your neck and killing you. So it was called Death by Temptation. Matter of fact, I think Kadeem Hardison was in the movie. It was a long time ago, but I remember this movie, and it was the title was Death by Temptation because they were tempted by her looks but didn't know anything about her as an individual. Once they got to the crib or the apartment or the house or whatever, she killed them. So I always had that in the back of my mind. Like, I'm not, going to meet somebody for the first time. Come to my house. Yeah. No. We're not doing that.
No.
I'll meet you in the public space, public area because – men got to protect themselves as well. And women should do the same thing. I don't think women should meet in somebody for the first time at their place. Now, if y'all got the hots for each other as a lust thing, then that's your adult business. But that's something I wouldn't do, for the first time out.
Taking to in the park or at a hotel or something like that. Be mindful because, for me, my home is my sanctuary. And then I get even smaller. My bathroom is my ultimate sanctuary. So, if I'm letting you in my space, it's like all of your energy, all of your everything is now coming into my sanctuary. And I'm going to take on those spirits or that energy that you're bringing into my household.
Yeah.
So I'm like, easy. Well, we have a number here. I don't recognize the number, but it popped up on the screen that the person wants to talk. So I'm going to bring you on 3989. If you don't want to talk, it could be just the system doing it. You don't have to speak, but I'm about to bring you on 3989. Hello, you're on with LSO.
Hello, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
This is Mr. Small. Mr. Wyatt, what's up?
Yeah, what
He's
up?
A friend
what
of mine, too.
All right.
I just want to say that I agree, and I disagree with you guys. I agree with the part that everything you said as far as this is sanctuary, and, you don't do that on the first date, but you never know. That might be one of the best dates of your life. That might be the woman that you marry. And if she invites you over and y'all both consenting adults, and even though she said she might have things to do, like the brother earlier gave the scenario about she's running around and you can come over, she'll make dinner and all that, it doesn't have to be sexual. I believe a one-on-one
right.
personal like that, you can also get to know the person even better and at a deeper level because y'all both focus on the conversation with no other interruptions outside of the conversation. So it can go both ways.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You know?
I like that. Cause I think you're right about that. Everybody's first connotation is probably going to lead towards becoming sexual. But
exactly.
And one of the reasons I did bring that up was because I mean, this would be assuming that you guys have had some type of communication prior, right?
Maybe just phone conversation.
Right. An honest conversation, hopefully conversation where you guys are vibing and learning about each other enough to where she
exactly.
feels comfortable to invite you over, comfortable accepting.
Exactly. You
know,
that could be the mother of your children. You know, you never know.
Right. That's true.
You never know. And she's not going to put a gun in your head and say, you better sex her.
Wait a minute, someone just said something?
No, I said that she's not going to put a gun to your head and say, you better sex me. You know, it's supposed to be a mutual thing. You know, and she
right.
might not even be on that level. She might just really be feeling the brother in his conversation and want to invite him over, don't want to miss an opportunity. And she invites you over to her sanctuary, her home, her personal space.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot.
That does. That does.
That really does.
What?
And to think about it, to piggyback off of that, what if, like to be honest, safety regard, you know, safety concerns out the window or to the side for a second. What better way to really get to know somebody than to really be in their personal space?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you really want to vibe with somebody, you walk into their crib, you can feel the energy. Before you even notice anything on the walls or whatever, there's a certain energy that you can feel when you enter people's homes. So
exactly.
if you really want to date somebody, try to get to know them. One of the key points or key ways to get to know them authentically is to be in the place that they're in daily, where they can't
exactly.
take their. You know what I'm saying? They can walk
well,
out their house
come
and take
to my
off.
Job,
want to come home. It's authentic energy. You know, if you're a clutter freak, or you're somebody who is not neat, or you're somebody who's super neat, you know, or you're somebody who enjoys, you know, colors, or you're somebody who doesn't enjoy colors. You know, all of that is going to be in your environment. So. That might not be a bad thing to take a woman up on or take a man up on, you know.
Exactly. Because if you think about it like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you. I apologize. But if you think about it like this, right? You go out in public, you got the distractions, and also when you go out on a date like that, you're getting the representatives. You're not getting the real person.
Yeah.
But you need the representative in the home as well.
Yeah, but just like you said, it's a little more personal. You can see. And look at everything, and you're gonna how much can you really pretend in your home in your personal space?
Well, I can believe you.
But honestly,
in today's society, you got to be very careful with doing that because for safety measures, regardless if you spoke to the person several times on the phone or. Y'all may have FaceTime or something, a lot of interaction before you invited them to your home, be it a man or a woman. You just have to be careful nowadays.
I agree.
Back in the days when we were, I'm assuming we all of a certain age. Let's just say back in your 20s and 30s when you're doing that, it was all fine. It was cool. Things are not like the way they are today. So you just have to be careful inviting people into your home, regardless if this is your forever after or whatever the case may be. Just be mindful of who you're entertaining in your home. And it's not just entertaining for sexual anything, just entertaining, period, whether it's let's have popcorn and we're really going to watch TV or we're going to play Trouble or we're going to cook together or whatever the case may be. You're going to come help me paint. I come and help you hang some art, whatever. Just be mindful of inviting people into your space because when you invite people into your space, they can leave with more than what they came in with. And when I say that, they can leave with your virginity, so to say, or they can leave doing something you may not have wanted to have done, or they can exhaust your energy. So just, you know, see my
It can
day.
Go
that's
both ways.
Mine.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Right.
Especially in this
time
ways. Of day.
So you just got to pick. You have to pick and choose and vibe off of what the person, what you're feeling the person is giving you. So therefore, from that point on, then you'll know how to respond if you want someone in your space. Because that's very intimate to have someone in your space on your time. And
exactly.
You have the freedom to do whatever you want at that particular time because there's no real cap on a time that the person may have to leave or, you know, they can stay over or – and it's possible that they will stay over based on y'all going to be having such a good time and both of y'all fall asleep, you snooze to sleep on a couch or something. So, you know, all these
right.
things you have to take into account. But my thing is just be mindful in this day and age, things are not how it used to be.
Not
where it was a little bit safer. Now it's not as safe. So that's all
exactly.
I'm saying. For small, I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold. Y'all, we've been talking
thank
for
you.
A minute. We have to play a little bit of music. So don't go anywhere. But I'm going to leave off with this question. So when we come back, be prepared to answer this question right here. What's the hardest part about dating nowadays? Now, we just talked about before, dating was probably a little bit easier. But after 2020, when the pandemic hit, that changed a lot of things. It threw a lot of variables into the equation. So now, where do you go and how do you do? But don't go anywhere, people. We will be right back.
All the things that we've been through, I'm gonna stand up. Said I ain't never made a wish, I made a plan. In and out of traffic, tryna stay up by the jam. I ain't tryna see the law, I already got the bars. Though some niggas want the bars, but they shaking in the can. Damn, I just wanna make it to the land. Moving, but I'm pacing, I'm improving on my patience. I'm just saying, look, I'ma be $1 million man. Heard that they be running with some sheep to get a lamb. Goddamn, look, go up in the spot, say he hot. I'ma let him rock, building on the stock. Raise the stock, we gon' let it pop. I just got to drop, fire with a perfect shot. I work a lot, even when I'm not, I be on the clock. Money, 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 get a dollar, you can holla. I be all up in the guala, steady switching up my collar. Look, I be on the socials, but I never did the follow. I be feeling supernatural, so I'm living through my father. This the faculty, got up in the building with the master key. Open up these doors, give a fuck if niggas shacking me. I was in the classes, everybody was an absentee. I was seeing casualties, they was in the canopy. People always saying that they got me, it's a fantasy. Show me that you got me through your actions, and we family. I been feeling agony, think I know the recipe. Funny when your own fucking brother showing jealousy. Lying on my name, and it's women that been telling me. Dreaming for the better while sleeping with the enemy. And we spoke about it, so this really double jeopardy. I grew up trying to follow you, now you gotta follow me. It is what it's gotta be, silence over honesty. Whack shit, maybe in the future it be comedy. I was trying to get it, my nigga, and then we split it. Say it, but don't show it, don't tell me that you been proud of me. Even people post, I've been feeling they all doubting me. Either that, or niggas just got it out for me. Tell me that I'm paranoid, I tell you not enough. Got me watching on the card, about to call on every bluff. Confidence is on a billion, you can see it in the strut. Just not confident with others, I ain't confident with trust, nah. Pop, pop, their moms into my pop fat. The block hot, but we all gave it a shot back.
Came all the way to LA for this one. I'm in it to win it, everlasting, infinite. They'll be over your flow in a New York minute. Fresh whites like a boiled egg, no yolk in it. If your hoe open the door, I'm poking it. Don't hate, she chose me, should've handled your minute. From the beginning, I'm getting love, no penance. Third coast representative, no sinning. Spin it like I spin it, cause there's nothing to replenish. And when I'm finally finished, going down in the Guinness, it's the realest nigga alive. Word to descendants, praying I'll never end up serving a sentence. But these haters keep grilling, but to turn me to a dentist. The menace, miss it like a chemist, pitch it like the pennant, and I did it independent, leaving no remnant behind, cause I'm designed to grind chameleon blend.
I got the type of shit to make them draw the prices up. Man, I swear this lifestyle fit me like a glove, cause I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Short days and long nights have been quite a rush. I got the type of shit to make them draw the prices up. Man, I swear this lifestyle fit me like a glove, cause I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Ay, I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Ay, I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Ay, I swear this lifestyle fit me like a glove, cause I don't do it for the likes.
Wait, what? Fuck you mean I've been hurt, walking like I talk it since sir. Nigga, you're in no position to question my tenure. Why the hate? Cause I get paid for like printers. We born sinners, not winners, so don't stress what's not in you. Just pray God forget you. I'm in the 210 with Timmy D having dinner. $1,000 a plate benefit, bruh, and fits up. Juvenile, I've been down with the trees, timber. Still I swear, forgotten more than you can never remember. Comparing us, you can never begin to. I tend to have much more important issues to tend to than you. My principles are simple. I'm convinced I'm invincible through pen to pencil. Nothing but Benjamins on my menu. No sentiments in my mental, just visions of individual venues inspire me while I'm scribbling what I've been through. Almost lost a leg, still running shit. Gym shoes, Jimmy Choo's, got my bitch strutting like a top model. Pop a bottle, smoke a chop and get my cock swallow. Business is up if I spot it, I cop it, cause I keep my teeth crossed and eyes dotted.
I got the type of shit to make them draw the prices up. Man, I swear this lifestyle fit me like a glove, cause I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Short days and long nights have been quite a rush. I got the type of shit to make them draw the prices up. Man, I swear this lifestyle fit me like a glove, cause I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Ay, I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Ay, I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Ay, I swear this lifestyle fit me like a glove, cause I don't do it for the likes.
Welcome back, everybody.
Came all the way to LA for this one. Okay, a minute to win it, everlasting, infinite. They'll be over your flow in a New York minute. Fresh whites like a boiled egg, no yolk in it. If your hoe open the door, I'm poking it. Don't hate, she chose me, should have.
Okay, I don't know what just happened, but I fixed it.
That's a joint, too. That's a joint, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, you like it? You like that song?
Yeah, ain't that, that's, what's that name? What's that dude's name? Shit. That was also
what
a song,
is
man.
The love? What is it? Wait a minute, I'll tell you in a minute. It's For the Love by Lonely Lewis?
Yeah, by Lonely Lewis, yep. That's the joint right there.
Okay. Well, you know, when we left y'all off, with the question, what's the hardest part about dating nowadays? Well, we had a gentleman put listening to their stories about getting cheated on. Another gentleman, people full of shit. Another gentleman, finding out incompatibility issues that can't be broken and done after you formed a bond as opposed to before the bond was formed. Another gentleman dealing with damaged people bringing their old issues into a new relationship, and a young lady learning again how to start from the beginning after having been in a long-term relationship. It's not like riding a bike. So, Deesna, what is the hardest part about dating nowadays?
We were talking offline, and I was telling why I was saying, but one of the things I think is, you know, difficult about dating nowadays is probably the turnover, the amount of time that, you know, you're spending and investing only to find out that, you know, it didn't work out, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times you have to spend some real time with people to really see what you need to see, you know. People can put on a good front for a few months, you know, like we were talking earlier about the first date house. You know, sometimes it takes people a while to get to somebody's personal space, to where you see how they live, you know. Because when you come to that space, you see other things that can tell you about the person. So sometimes it just takes a lot of time to really get to a place where you see what you really, really need to see. You know, hopefully it's not a place where, you know, it ends terribly bad. You know, hopefully you guys can reconcile a friendship out of it, but 9 times out of 10, you usually hit a wall with something. It's like, oh, this is a deal breaker. You know, but it takes some time to figure that out. So I think it's time that's spent when it doesn't go well.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Wyatt, what is the hardest part about dating nowadays?
Okay, I would say hoping that you meet not being a person's representative, and they're genuine. That's mm-hmm. that's what the hope would be, but we live in a society where some people send their reps, and you don't know until later on that that's their representative. You know, you didn't know, you didn't have a clue that that wasn't the real person that you, you know, dealt with. So I think just having people that's genuine, that's keeping it real.
And that's really, really hard nowadays. Really, 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 really hard. And as a woman, I can say it's hard. But, you know, as a man, y'all can say it's just as hard. So I guess it depends on the individual. For me, the hardest part about dating nowadays is a lot of people expect me to be what I write about. So in the dating process, I don't even mention what it is that I do. I will just say I'm an accountant or whatever. Until I begin, you know, you starting getting to know the person or you know more about the person, or if they see me with my paraphernalia on and they ask about it, I'll possibly mention it. Sometimes afterwards, even after the mentioning, now it turns towards that's what everyone is looking for.
Right.
And it's like, that's work. The same way you go and do your 9 to 5, That's my 9 to 5, but it's just 24. And then once I'm done with it, that's it. That's it. And then people, like Mr. White said, people are not being genuine anymore. People are giving you just enough to hook you or reel you in. And then once they have you, then they leave you right there with where they had you at.
Right.
So you got to be careful. You know, you got to be careful with that. And I'm also very careful when I'm, you know, communicating with people and talking with people, you know, not to have them, you know, get so sprung, so to say. And if I don't feel the same way, I don't want there to be any hard feelings or anything.
Right.
You know, when it's right for me, I'll know it's right for me, and I'll go from there when, you know, it's right for me. But whereas a lot of people think dating means communicating with multiple people at a time, for me, dating is one person at a time and then move on to the next if that doesn't work out.
Okay.
Now, how do y'all feel about that in the dating scene? Do you date multiple people at a time? And when I say date, it's not necessarily having sex. Sex can be included in there if that's what y'all choose. But just
right.
dating, meaning the going out, doing things, spending time, whatever the case may be. Do you date multiple people at a time, or you limit your dating quota? You have a quota on your dating.
For me, and I don't do much dating, so I don't have no real extensive history of dating. Most of my encounters have been, you know, solos. So if I meet somebody, I'll date them, and then we'll, you know, the relationships I've been in have been people that I was dating by themselves. I would probably say one at a time. But I guess it differs. In my single life, there have been times when I've dated, you know, a few women at a time, but not heavily or extensively. You know, I'll be talking and we'll go out a time or two, you know, nothing really comes of it. But at the same time, I may be talking with somebody else, haven't gone out yet, you know. So
mm-hmm.
that realm, I will, you know, communicate at least with one or two people, you know, depending. But it's not a practice, though. I prefer, you know, one-on-one time or one-on-one interaction because it's just easier to focus and be fair about my time with that one person.
Right. Mr. Wyatt.
Yeah, I prefer to date one at a time. It's just too much confusion with me when I'm dating multiple people at once. It's just like, yo, I can't keep up.
Yeah.
You know, doing other things, working a lot, you know, trying to accomplish personal goals. Dating 3 and 4 different people, I'm not doing that. I would prefer just one at a time and take things from there.
Okay.
Yeah, That's a lot of wear and tear.
It is a lot of wear and tear because,
you know,
everything
and money too.
In that dating process requires time. And
yeah,
we all get 24 hours. Nobody gets
mm-hmm.
1 second more
mm-hmm.
than the other person. Now, let's throw in, you need to sleep. You need to do homework, let's just say, or you need to get the kids ready. You have to work, and working is 8 hours mandatory. So you just automatically take 8 hours from your 24 right there because that's work. Now,
mm-hmm.
your commute and from work, let's take 3 more hours from that. And then, you know, the mandatory things
enough.
That you have to do during the course of the day,
yeah,
you only left with a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to make it useful. And if you're dating several people, that's a lot of time required, a lot. But if you can do it and that's what you want to do, more power to you.
Yeah.
Next question. What are some of the lost arts of dating in relationships? Well, we have to open opening doors, pulling out chairs, picking her up from her home and ringing the bell, greeting her parents, walking her to the door, paying for the bill, offering the lady his seat, or letting her sit first. Last but not least, let me say this like this so there's no misunderstanding. A job has only two positions available. If a woman comes along and tries to fill the man's position, what position does the man take? Ladies seem like they no longer want to be ladies and then complain about men being men. Possibly the men they dealt with had their position filled by women and are out of practice of being real women. Just something to think about. And a young lady put respect, communication, and loyalty. Some of the lost arts of dating and relationships.
Being patient. People look to relationships to solve personal issues that they should be solving themselves. And a lot of times that causes them to strike preemptively, if that makes any sense. You know, putting the horse before the cart, you know, pushing the gas on the situation to accelerate things to a place where they're comfortable or where they want them to be, instead of taking your time and letting things happen, let things flow naturally, and just seeing where things go. I think people feel pressure from society. People feel pressure from their own experiences. You know, some people have attachment issues that they haven't addressed and may not even be aware that they have an attachment issue. Some people can't be alone and don't want to be alone. Some people have lost people in their lives, and that causes them to be clingy. You know what I'm saying? Some people just want to be loved, and some people just want attention and crave attention. So, you know, it takes some patience to really vet some of these things out. It takes patience to say, I'm going to take sex off the table for a few months. You know, it takes patience to say, you know what, you know, we're going to spend some time actually talking, you know. And two, another lost art to me is asking questions. You know, asking real questions, not just talking and saying questions, but asking questions so that you really get to know the psyche of the person you're talking to. You know, like I was telling you earlier, we talked earlier, and one of the things I was telling you was that I take what people give me. I don't have to assume anything, but I will take what you give me, and I will connect the dots to what you give me. You know, so if I ask you something about your childhood or your parents and you deflect, even though you didn't answer or you didn't give a solid answer, you still gave an answer. You know, if I ask you a yes or no question, but I get everything but yes or no, you're deflecting. You know what I'm saying? Even though you answered the question, you didn't answer the question. You know what I'm saying? So asking questions properly and getting to know what the person is saying and hearing that, I think, is another lost art.
Okay, Mr. Wyatt, what are some of the lost arts of dating or in a relationship?
I would say courting. Courting is a lost art within dating. We're in a society now where people want to, well, I'm not going to say everybody wants to do this, but we're in a society now where people want to fuck first and learn about you later. It's like the total opposite now. We could have sex. I talked to girls who tell me how many guys hit on them on the first date sexually, and I'm like, wow. I never had the braveness to do that with somebody on the first date, but men do, and it's a lost art in just getting to know someone without, you know, the sex part. And understand we're human, we're adults. You know, you might want to see where the person's at with regards to that, but I think courting is a lost art. You know, the way it used to be, I know time period has changed, but we just don't court no more. And I think that's really the lost art of dating. We just don't really enjoy each other's time. We don't do things together to get to know the person. You're going straight for the kill. You're going straight to the wedding ceremony. You know, so that, you know, some people want to be married and skip the courting period. Some people like the ceremony. But I just think that courting itself is just a lost art. We don't look to spend time with each other to get to know the person that you might be feeling. So I think that's really a lost art in that sense itself.
1,000. Can I add something to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
Because, Corey, I agree with that 1,000%, dude. 1,000%. Because when I'm listening to you talk, I kept thinking of this process. You know what I'm saying? I kept thinking about this process, and one of the things that popped into my head was, you know, while courting, because courting is usually the time when you do this, getting to know the family stock, you know what I'm saying? Getting around the person's family and around their people and, you know, getting to know them through their associations, you know, or family connections.
Yeah.
You know, that's important too. You know, you courting somebody, but you'll never really meet their family. You just hear stories, you know, but you'll never interact with auntie. You'll never interact with the mom or dad or siblings. You know, you don't get to see them in a family setting. You know, I think a lot of that is also telling and also part of the courting process. So I just wanted to add that little piece. That's all.
Yeah,
it's definitely lost.
Because you stepped away from me,
D-Smith. That was one of the things I was going to say, the lost art of dating. With getting to know the person's family. And when I say family, not necessarily their kids just yet, but their parents, if their parents are alive, their siblings or their friends. See how they interact with your family.
Yeah.
Because for me, I'm very much a family person. Very much a family person. Weekend, I was with my family, and I had an amazing time. And my family is not just those that we share the same bloodline. I have family of, like, Mr. Wyatt, that's my family. D. Smith, you're my family. So I have same bloodline. Mm-hmm. And see how they interact and see how they mingle. And for me, because I'm the woman, I would like to see him interact with female friends and female family members, because that'll dictate how he's going to treat me as well.
Right.
Seeing how he act with them. And yes, I said female friends, because we all have friends of the same sex and opposite sex. So I'm not going to come into a man's life and be like, oh no, you can't be friends with this woman that you've been friends with years with. No, I'm not that type of woman to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm that type of woman that demands my time, and you may not be able to spend as much time with your friends, be it whatever sex they are, because we're spending our time together. So, you know, you really need to bring that back into the dating as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people can pick their brains and see where they at and see what they want with your friend or your family member. And a guy hit the nail on the head, too, with, you know, men walking on the outside of the street. With men opening up doors for you, opening up your car door or opening up the door so you can go in first. Women now have been so independent that their independence don't allow them to let the man be the role of the man. And to be the man in the relationship, because they so used to wanting to wear the pants and the skirt at the same time. And for some reason, sometimes they had to, because they had to man up, so to say, to make things happen in their relationship or in their family structure or whatever the case may be. But when you get a man in your life, let the man be a man and bring back all those old everything from back in the days, because those are the things for me I think is going to work. Women, don't be afraid to fix your man's plate. It's okay to fix his plate and pass it to him. There's nothing wrong with that. And just the same as it's okay for him to fix the plate for you too and bring it to you. So stop putting demands on certain things and just let certain things happen. And those old ways, a lot of times, worked. Like, for instance, when... What?
I'm sorry, question. Can we add transparency to this list?
Transparency?
Transparency.
Yeah.
Can we add transparency to this list? Because one of the things that I think is always trivial is the truth, you know, and where you're getting from, sources. And so when you're dating, of course people are going to put forth the best version of them that is going to get them the win.
Right, exactly.
And so a lot of times people spend more time trying to not lose than they do trying to win by being honest. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to transparency, like, you know, you have women dating multiple men, but talk like they ain't date nobody. And you got men who talk like they ain't date nobody, but they date multiple people. You know, just being honest about that. You know, you're single. Be single. You know? So just being transparent and being honest about shit, you know, because people are used to being judged. We're in this cancel culture, you know, type of phase in the world. So everybody's up for grabs and nobody wants to say the wrong thing. We all know what it's like to, you know, we've seen it. When people get canceled for shit that they say or stances that they take or positions that they feel. So that makes it even more trivial to be honest, let alone the fact that a lot of people ain't even honest with themselves. So they put it on the front of the world. You know, so transparency may be something we want to that list of arts, lost arts in dating.
Because I just want to ask before we go on to the next question. Also, as a man, I need to see what kind of relationship you have with your father. If not your father, you know, any male role model that might have been you, uncle, brother. But I need to see that interaction because a lot of times you might run into women that have daddy issues. That's something that's a mental later on down the line if you're dating somebody. So I need to see that. I'm not judging, like, if you do have daddy issues, I'm not judging, but that shouldn't be something that I want to impact what's going to go on with us, because that can't come back to bite you. You know, I don't. Because one thing with women, it's not all women. Some women have had great fathers or great uncles, great grandfathers. But one thing with women is if you've never seen how a real man looks, how would you know? Because now we've off of social media and what that's being said on that small spectrum. We forget that social media is just a microcosm of society itself. Nice. But, you know, how you treat men the same way women need to see how I treat women. My mother, my sisters, my female friends, we have to see both sides of things, because a lot of times issues with your parents or, you know, an important person in your life might have an impact on you dating them.
Exactly.
You know,
people tend to look for their parents in their mate.
Yeah.
So you gotta be careful with that as well.
Or they look for the opposite. Like, some
nourishment
people look
that
for
they didn't
that.
Get. Well, yeah, it plays both ways too, depending on the relationship that one may have had with their parents, what it is they look for, or what it is that may be keen to the person that they date.
Or
if it's something that's related to or not related.
Right. Sometimes people react out of a deficit. So those mommy-daddy issues become things that harden them. You see what I'm saying? So if, you know, a man, for example, he grows up and let's say his mother, you know, him and his mom had a rough relationship. Well, subconsciously, he may impart that on the women he dates. So as a kid, he didn't have the voice or the power to say anything to his mama about how he was being treated or how he felt. But in turn, when he gets older and is now an adult, he can exercise his power
over the women he dates, because it's his, you know, it's his wheelhouse. You know, it's the place that he feels powerful in or he feels strong in. And thus he carries out like bad dating practices or behaviors in connection to how he feels about his mom. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of men mistreat women because they don't like their moms or they don't have good relationships with their moms, and vice versa with women. A lot of women, you know, have bad attitudes towards men because they didn't have a good relationship with their father. So what Wyatt is talking about is actually probably pretty common. You know what I'm saying? It's probably very common. You know, if you look at how women have gotten, you know, tougher and harder and a lot more, you know, a lot more crass in their language and a lot more, you know, bold in their displays. Femininity is very, very, well, at least that's the way it looks sometimes. Femininity looks like it's on a decline. You know, a lot of that could be directly associated to how they were brought up, relationships with their moms, relationship with their fathers, or lack of.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, of course, everything is going to be based on individual-based analogies or individual-based situations, so to say. But there's a lot of situations that can be condensed and fall under the same umbrella. So, I mean, the best thing that you can do is if you bring back some of those old ways, it can tend to help, because those things, those old ways, some of those old ways tend to last. And during those times, communicated as well, too.
Let me ask you a question about that. Do you think the old ways can really come back, or do you think that the times have changed too much to the old ways don't even apply?
I think the older ways can come back reincarnated or modernized, because they have to be modernized because the times have changed. For instance, we moved from rotary phones to now having cell phones. So, but the old ways is the foundation. So it may not necessarily be the same exact, but if you use that as a foundation and then build upon it to make your situation right, it can work.
You got an example?
Let me see, something that's old.
And I didn't mean to throw you a curveball, but I think it's really, really interesting because I agree with you that,
okay,
so you know.
When I say, you know, fixing a man's plate.
Huh?
Is, remember when I said earlier, fixing a man's plate, there's nothing wrong with fixing a man's plate. Women, bring some of that back. You know, your man is there, you know, and it's not so much of if he asks you or if he don't ask you. There's nothing wrong with fixing his plate and like here, you know, and giving him what it is that he needs. There's nothing wrong with doing those things. Granted, yes, you have made...
Yeah.
Had a hard day just like he had a hard day. But your hard day may have been you sitting down at your desk on a keyboard. His hard day is him wearing a helmet on his head or him as a firefighter, and he's lifting up these people weighing tons and, you know, rushing them to the hospital, performing CPR, whatever the case may be. So not that one job weighs more than the other, but you know, it's okay to do those things, and it's not so stereotypical, or you have to do it or you should do it. No, I did it because I wanted to do it.
Can I piggyback on that?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Because I think that's, you're hitting it right on the head when you say modernize some of the old traditional ways, which I think is really dope that, which I think is, I agree with you. Women should, you know, fix their men's plate. But to modernize it a little bit more, you know, and I don't know how some men will feel about this, but fix our plate. Why don't you just fix our plate first for a change? Try that. Hey, you sit down. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. In fact, I cooked. I fixed the plate so I have a seat to eat. It's cool. It was like, how about that?
I think another thing is also that probably needs to come back well, not probably, but does is opening the car door. I don't know if men still do that, but I have to date somebody to teach me how to do that again. So realize that now I do it not as frequently because I don't go out as much, but I had to relearn that, and that's very important. Opening the car door, also pulling out her chair, you know, things like of that nature. So those are the old things.
Don't pull it too far where I'm falling. Just pull it enough so I can sit and scoot me back on.
So Brother Wyatt, Brother Wyatt, why do you think that's important? Explain to the men out there who may not quite understand where you're coming from when you say that, you know, opening a car door or pulling out a chair, you know, is important.
Because some women feel that chivalry is dead. Manners are dead. It's not with certain individuals, but collectively, as a generation of men coming up, how many men do that now? I mean, I get in the on the driver's side, girl, get in the passenger side. What are you doing? What you waiting outside for? Like, maybe she's waiting for you to open her door. And women feeling that chivalry is dead, if you try to bring that back, they can honestly say that it might not be dead, but everybody doesn't do that. Or thinking that, right? Or even just holding the door. I mean, holding the door and let her go in first. I know I have a habit at my job. I'm in a female-dominated industry being a teacher, so I always allow ladies to go on the elevator first. I don't just, when the elevator come down, I don't just hop on the elevator. I let the women go first, and I would hold the door and then go in myself. But that's something that I do. Everybody doesn't do that. Some men will get in the elevator first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, women are not even there. And I always thought, like,
they got somewhere to be, too.
Huh?
I said they got somewhere to be, too.
Right, but, you know, listen, the building goes to the fourth floor. The building goes to the fourth floor. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. I get up at the third floor, but that shouldn't stop me from holding the elevator door and let women go on first. That's
right.
Just me.
Right.
I'm cool about that. But
right.
I never get on the elevator first at my job. I'm with a lot of females, so I allow them to get on first, and I try to squeeze in that corner somewhere if the elevator's packed. But I don't get on the elevator first. Right. Now I let the women get on. I don't do that.
Okay, now before we go to break, because we got to play some music, now,
right.
Do you show that to your male students?
Oh, no, students don't give a
damn. How
they don't
operate?
Well, with a sense of my classroom, like I would say, ladies first, because guys don't, my male students don't recognize that. When I open the classroom door, I'm in the class, and I say good morning, guys rush in. Hold up. What's wrong with y'all? Step back. Let the females come in first, then you come in. They have no idea of what that is because that's not something they're being taught and conditioned with. They, as soon as I open that classroom door, Burns is rushing in, knocking on a female. Hold up. Let the girls come in first. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Then the guys come in. They have no clue of let the girls come in. What you mean? Let the girls come in first. What's wrong with you? But I get it. Nobody's not teaching me that at home. So I understand, but I do that for my classroom. Female students come in first. That's just me, though. Anyway, everybody.
Got it. Okay, well, we got to play some music. But when we come back, we're coming back with how do you handle things beyond your control? Something for you to think about. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Yellow Page.
I fell in love one time, love just one time. That was the very last time, and now I'll never fall in love again. Fall in love again, fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again, I'll never fall in love again. Really had years on my mind, only turned to tears in my eyes. Wonder if you hearing my cries. Told me you care, that's a lie. You don't really feel what I feel. Feel like I really got killed. Wonder what really was real. I can't love anyone still. No love left in my heart for no one. Cause it's too hard and it's easier to just be alone. can't get worse. Oh no, I fell in love one time. I love just one time. That was the very last time. And I will never fall in love again. Fall in love again. Fall in love again. I will never fall in love again. I will never fall in love again.
Oh, you must think I'm stupid, huh?
It's crazy how it was demons all on my blessings. I trusted in promises, but I promised that I regret it. Promised that I won't ever let you mistake me for desperate. Promised that I won't ever let you mistake me for desperate. I fell in love, but I won't fall in love with everyone. Some people get they all get hurt and they get extra dumb. Walk around looking for somebody that's gonna help them up. I get to reminiscing, calling all they exes up. Not me, nope, not me. You break my heart, I don't break down, I break free. You know somebody looking for love, it ain't me. Being thirsty around me, all you get is a brain freeze. Cause my heart cold, yeah my heart froze. I might shine, but I swear I got a dark soul. I might look like I'm heavy, but I'm not dope. Just been keeping yellow pain since my heart broke. I fell in love one time. I love just one time. That was the very last time. And I will never fall in love again. Fall in love again. Fall in love again. I will never fall in love again. I will never fall in love again.
I think I'm gonna write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet. I'm gonna write this one out like, dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late night. Creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrapped in foil in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations of Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever have, baby, that's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. 2 lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the size of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Thank you.
him, make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. Bust him, make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color. Bust him, make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. Bust him, make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. He said he didn't see it all, but I won't surprise him. We already tried them. Baby, you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open, let me blindfold ya. About to take over, I'm ready to show ya. Something that you're tired, we need to take over. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him outfits painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Put me in a magazine just to show the world the freaky things they wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got them feeling X-rated. Took him back to preschool so he can finger paint it. Trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. They call me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him outfits painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to freaky shit. Baby, you clown. You should've joined the circus. You're something like a 9 to 5. Like the way you work. Should've been a surgeon. The way I got them slurring. Peeling off my body paint. Got them speaking German. Please call a doctor. Put them on the table. I think I just lost them. Somebody get the cable. I'm about to make them faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint.
Back when we left off, we left you off with the question, how do you handle things beyond your control? Well, we had a young lady put, step back and let God handle it. Another young lady, take a breather, let it flow, thug it out, and have faith. Gentlemen, let it go and let God sort it out. Gentlemen, I settle down in the space I can control, the enemy. Another gentleman, I don't, a young lady, accept that it is out of my control, release it and pray for a good outcome, young lady. You don't pray on it and let go and let God. Another gentleman, let go and let God, a young lady, I prayed on it and gave it to God. So, D. Smith,
mm-hmm.
How do you handle things beyond your control?
This may sound weird, but the first thing is I do is be still in that moment. And it's last maybe fraction of a second at the most. But that's the moment right before you accept whatever it is that's out of your control. You know what I'm saying? It's just this moment of stillness. It's just empty space. No thought. Just boom, this is it. Like this is the reality. You know what I'm saying? And then you move into acceptance. You know, once something's out of your control, ain't no sense of you spending energy trying to control it. You know, that's hard for a lot of people.
because we always want to control something. Your natural instinct is to try to exert energy to keep near or to pull it back, you know, or to push it, whatever it is. But oftentimes you're fighting an uphill battle that deep down you know you ain't going to win. You know, it's like trying to get somebody back that told you they don't want to be with you. You know, you still chasing them down. You're going to be with me. Why you don't want to be with me? You're going to be with me. It's like, no, I made the decision. I'm not going to be with you. You know, but no matter what you do, you're fighting a losing battle. So I think realizing that exerting your energy in that direction is a complete waste of your time. Once you realize that, you'll be able to move on a lot quicker, putting your energy towards something that you actually can't control.
Okay. Mr. Wyatt.
Yeah.
Excuse me. How do you handle things beyond your control?
I don't think you can. I don't put energy into things that I can't control. I only put energy into things that I can control. What I can't control, I just leave it up to God, you know, keep my faith that it's going to be a positive outcome. But other than that, I don't put energy into things that I can't have a handle on. I can only control my destiny and take the steps that I need to take towards what I want to do. But things that I can't control, I just leave it up to God. I don't, you know.
I think that has been the ultimate to pray about it and leave it up to God.
Yeah.
But sometimes things that I don't have control over, it sometimes tend to get the best of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, why? Why do I not have the control over this particular situation for whatever the reason? But I've been giving myself grace and learning to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, it's working for me. Sometimes it works more than others. But some things that I feel that I should have had control over, which in reality, you know, ultimately I really don't. I'm learning to let things go. And what's going to be is going to be. For instance, if I meant to make a right turn and I missed my turn, before I would get upset, I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Pay attention, or whatever the case may be. Now, when I miss my turn, I'm like, God, I thank you, because the devil could have had something set up for me ahead had I went that way. For instance, Friday, the time that I would have been leaving for work, there was an incident that happened in my area. So I would have walked out into that incident. That morning I woke up, I had a headache. Now, I'm not saying I wanted to have the headache, but I thank God for that headache, because that headache caused me to stay in my house. And with me staying in my house, I then didn't walk into the situation that was happening outside my home, which I would have been in the crossfires of it. So, you know, things that are beyond my control, I'm now I'm embracing a little bit more, and I'm rolling with it, and I'm moving on. It's a difficult thing for me, but I've come a long way, and I have more ways to go, but things that are beyond my control, I'm just turning it over. And like I remind myself, I can't pray about it and worry about it at the same time. So which one am I going to do? So I've been choosing to pray about it and the less worrying and doing what I got to do.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
When I was younger, I had a situation where I had a gun pulled to my face. You know, I was close enough to hit the triggers clicking. But nothing came out. I don't know if the gun was empty. I don't know if it jammed. I don't know. But speaking of things out of your control, you don't control some things. You just don't control. Like, you don't control the world. You just don't. You know, in fact, more things you don't control than what you do control. And if you really stopped and thought about it, you might be scared of shit.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of shit is just not in your control. And that was one of the things that I learned that day. Not that I didn't know it before, but sometimes those lessons got to, you know, kind of pop you upside the head a little bit and be like, yeah, this is a real lesson. Like, nigga, pay attention to this. But that's why we're having this conversation here, you know, about things out of your control. So acceptance of when that happened, it was just like it happened so fast that I couldn't run. You know, it was one of those like, boom, this is reality. So when I say that half a second to stop and just really accept the fact that, okay, cool, time just froze for a second, you know, and then had to accept the fact that, here, you face the fist with a fucking pistol. If something come out of it, you ain't gonna run it. This is point blank range. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I tell you, reality brings you to reality a lot.
Hey, reality pops up on you.
It does, and it hits you like, bam. And you have like a millisecond to make a decision. And this decision can be life or death.
Yeah,
or
this
decision is major decision. And it's not like you have a pen and paper here to calculate 1 + 1 = 5 divided by 6 minus this. Mm-hmm. You don't have time to do none of that.
Yeah.
Bam, decision you have to make. And depending on the decision you make will give you a certain outcome. So you have to be very on point with what it is you're about to do or say, because in that reality, this is what it is. That's probably going to be the last question for this evening, so we're going to make it a good one. But hopefully we'll get to one more. But anyway. Does kissing, foreplay, intimacy, and anal sex still exist? If not, what replaced it? Explain. Well, on the coach, we had a young lady push.
Wait, slow down. Hey,
yes.
Why?
Oh, you want me to get over?
Do that. Hey, take it easy. Hey, relax.
Okay.
What was that? Rewind.
Take it over. Let me lube you. With this question, I'm going to add the lube for this question. Does kissing, foreplay, intimacy, and anal sex still exist? If not, what replaced it? Now, in the group, we had a young lady who said, yes, it does, and if it doesn't, then it's pointless. Another young lady, seems like there are less of anything nowadays, less intimacy, less foreplay, less conversations, less comprehension, and less effort replaced with selfishness. A gentleman put, for me, I would hope intimacy still exists. Another gentleman, what killed it is the lack of selectivity. Folks will give away a lot of that in the name of living my best life, in parentheses, hoeing. It ain't special if you gave it to everybody. Another gentleman, in my world, hell yeah they do. Another gentleman, hell to the yes they do. Another gentleman, all of that still exists. We have to make time for it. I remember being told plenty of times, if I got time to talk and sit around, I got time to get busy and get down. So that still exists. We have to stop putting up excuses and distractions that distract us from our partner to have that intimacy and connection, because if you can sit here and do a quickie and get on about your day, it is really enjoyable. Do you really have the intimacy there? Are you really satisfied with just a quickie and get on with your day? Okay. People,
what?
When you write,
what?
It is very important to put periods, commas, semicolons, dashes, dot, 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 because it's all one sentence, and I don't know where to break. So we're going to stop with that, and we're going to move on.
And it got you sounding crazy when you read it.
Right, because I'm like, okay, well, where do I stop?
Crazy
you,
when you're,
there's no,
you're trying to
there's
read
one capital letter, and that's at the beginning. That's it. And I, by default, capitalizes itself. So that's it. It's one capital letter, no periods, no commas, no nothing. Decent.
We're going to have to stop reading the comments.
Because I just kissing, foreplay, intimacy, and anal sex still exist. If not, what replaced it? And explain.
I don't think those things are replaceable. I don't think you can replace intimacy. I don't think you can replace, what was it, intimacy, you said kissing?
Kissing, foreplay, intimacy, and sex.
Yeah. Foreplay, I mean, you can't replace those things. And if you are, I mean, I'd be willing to listen to what you replaced it with, but I haven't found anything to replace it with. Especially foreplay and intimacy, because, I mean, the way I operate, like, you know, and this, you know, we've talked about this many times, you know, I like to mind fuck, you know what I'm saying? So intimacy and foreplay start way before anything physical. I don't know how to replace that. I don't know how to replace talking. I don't know how to replace conversation. I don't know how to replace energy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to replace space and time. I don't know how to replace that. You know, I don't know how to replace guiding the mind. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's through words, whether it's through suggestion, you know. I don't quite know how to replace that. You know, everybody with this multiverse shit and all this AI, all that shit, that's do that. I can't deal with it. I like the natural flow of human beings too much for that to go to the wayside. You know what I'm saying? So for me, mm-hmm. It ain't never left. And it ain't going nowhere.
Okay, for D. Smith. Mr. Wyatt, does kissing, foreplay, intimacy, and anal sex still exist? If not, what replaced it? Explain.
Yes, it still exists. What's replaced is people are selfish. Well, I'm not going to say all people, but some people are selfish. We faster now. I want to fuck now, and you know, like I said earlier, think about everything else later. I know with myself, I can't really get turned on with just straight taking the clothes off and just let's go. Like, I'm like, what the fuck, we in a marathon? Like, so, now for me, it hasn't, but we're in a more faster paced culture now where, like I said, and there's a lot of oral sex and eating pussy and sucking dick and licking ass going on. So people might feel uncomfortable doing things like that because we're in a sucking dick, eating pussy, licking ass generation. You know, I don't know you for the first, like, to put my tongue in your mouth. And let's be real. Kissing is a lost art because a lot of people don't know how to kiss.
A lot of people don't want to kiss.
Right, they don't want to kiss. Right, they don't want to kiss. And a lot of times that's an indication to me that, okay, you don't want to kiss, all right, but do you know how to kiss? Because kissing is a lost art. The sensuality of kissing, you know, that's part of foreplay, in my opinion. And because we live in a fast-paced culture, that everything is quickie, immediately. You know, I'm an older person now. You just taking your clothes off does nothing for me. Like, okay, you butt naked. And, okay, you butt naked now. Like, okay, okay, I'm just going to think I'm going to pass because kissing gets me excited or gets me started. Without that, it's like, I don't really know what to tell you about that right now. Like, but it's not a law. It hasn't left. It depends on the individual. But remember, we're in a fast-paced times where, you know, fucking duck, fucking suck, fucking you know, and I'm out. So it all depends on who you talking to, who you trying to get with.
But me personally, I need kissing, I need caressing, I need, you know, foreplay. I need all of that. All that. You just get naked and just, like, let's go. We had a job interview. I'm not going to be the one for that. I'm not good with that. No, thank you. I'll pass. No.
Excuse me. Well, LSO, does kissing, if not what replaced it, explain? I think it still exists, but I would say it has, a lot of that has been replaced now with social media. Because everyone is social media or video chatting or Zoom, it takes away from that intimacy of doing all of that, because now you're doing it via cyberspace. You're not in the reality of it. But it still does exist. And as far as kissing, Mr. Wyatt, I really dislike kissing, but I can kiss. I do kiss.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's something about the exchanging of saliva for me that I don't like. But it could be the same thing said when oral is going on. But I look at that totally different. Oral is much better than the actual kissing version of the exchanging of fluids or whatever. But
people, so you think people would rather, you think people would prefer oral over kissing because the experience is better?
For me, I would prefer that.
Okay. I'm just saying
only because my pleasures will be more from the oral part of it than the kissing part, whereas my partner, he may get more from the kissing part of it that makes his oral part ready. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay.
People is directly licking ass now. Directly licking ass now.
What's wrong with that?
Listen, if that's where you at and that's how you feel, and okay, okay. What, is that like the first thing we doing in terms of directly licking ass? Like directly sucking dick and your dick sucked on the first night, eating the girl pussy on the first date? I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that. We're adults, but, you know.
You might as well do that too. I'm just saying it is, the fluids may taste different.
Well, I hope they will wash. You better have your ass washed, girl. You better have your ass washed. Come on, man. How the fuck you got to be doing
the fluids,
if you ain't wash your ass, man? Come on, man.
No, what I'm saying
balls,
is, no, by saying that. Actually, I call it 9-to-5 puss or 9-to-5 balls. Every now and again, take a little 9-to-5. That's all I'm saying. But one thing real quick before we go to closing out, what's one thing, D. Smith, you want to manifest within the next 3 months?
let's see. Within the next 3 months... Oh, that's a good question. I want to have at least 4 more resident businesses in either partnership or bartership with our show, Shop Talk 7. We already got 2. We have our mixologist and we have our resident designer who's going to be doing our clothes for the show and other events. So that's dope. So by then, I hope we have at least 4 more.
Okay.
So that's one thing. Yeah, I'm about to think on that one. I'm about to think on that one.
Okay, well, share it in the group. Mr. Wyatt, what's one thing you want to manifest?
To work on my writing. I feel like I have some great ideas for books and possibly movies and TV shows from my experiences. So I would like to work on that part
and sit my ass down and just get started and just write. I heard that's how you do it. I have all these ideas floating around my head for stories, you know. So I really want to work on just writing and getting that down. I'm finally getting that down on paper because I think I have some great ideas that possibly can be looked at for, like I said, TV shows or movies. So I want to work on that. That's one thing I want to work on.
Okay. Well, you know I can help you with both of those things, right? I'm a writer on a new show that's soon to come out. But, you know, that's
right.
What I can talk.
So I don't know where to begin. Like, how does – I got all this stuff in my head, and I just don't know
just
how to put it on paper and make it
readable. Just write it. That's it.
Just start writing it.
Worry about grammar. Don't worry about anything. Just write. And then when you're ready to start putting it together, then you start formulating what it is and how it needs to go. But other than that, just start. That's it. Just start.
Okay.
Well, so what's one thing you want to manifest within the next 3 months? Outside of a new job, teaching things, LLC thriving in every aspect that it touches. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring this evening to a close. We're going to say, yes, LSO is still celebrating her birthday. So what? It was September 2nd. If y'all want to do something, let me know. I'm down. I'm going to say happy birthday to Dave, B, Rachel, Nichelle, Kenya, Shakia, Chelsea, David Jr., Nicole, Ryan, Siobhan, Takia, Miss Patricia, Loyette, Stacia, Brendan, and Brianna. We also want to say congratulations to LSO. Yes, LSO is in the motherfucking building. 20th, LSO dropped her fourth book. It's called Looking Into the Mirror, Introducing Self to Me. Yes, LSO writes more than just erotica, young ladies and young gentlemen. So that's my newest book. You need to cop it. I greatly appreciate your support, or your patronage. excuse me. Don't forget to vote on tomorrow. Go out and let your voice be heard. Your voice is louder when it's in numbers as opposed to individual. And also congratulations to Nayir and Ja on 11-11-22. They will be married, and I'm so happy to be a part of that. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is or something special is going on so you can get an LSO treat shout out on your special day. Thank you to each and every one of you for your love, support, and encouragement. And thank you for participating in the group with the shenanigans and also with the seriousness in the group. As you see, we have Mr. White on this evening because he posed a question in the group, and from his question, we did a whole show surrounding his question. So you too, the same thing can happen to you. You could be a guest on the show. D. Smith, would you like to say anything?
Yes, I would like to say thank you to everybody who tuned in. Make sure you guys tune in next week. We'll be coming to you guys again live at, again, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. Check me out, Shop Talk 7, on Tuesdays and Friday nights. Tuesdays at 7 o'clock to 9. Fridays at 7 o'clock to 9. Tomorrow we have our resident mixologist, Ms. B.B. Fly, on. And then Friday we have candidate for commissioner for the Metropolitan Water Department. Her name is Tonyo Jackson. She'll be on our show Friday night. So we're trying to delve into the little politics there for a little bit, try to, you know, pick her brain and see what she can teach us about, you know, the water department and some other things going on in politics locally. Okay, so yeah, make sure you check us out. Check me out. Get this _D on IG. Get this D with D Smith on Facebook, and also D Smith period on Facebook. All right, love you guys, and peace out, man. Thanks to Wyatt, man. Appreciate you coming on, man. Appreciate chopping it up with you, man. I really do appreciate your thoughts, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
All right.
Okay, Mr. Wyatt, what would you like to say this evening?
Thank you for listening to the show and just tuning in to the topic. And just the holidays are getting ready to come up. Enjoy your family, spending time with your family. There's nothing more valuable than family, and the wealth of that. Material things really don't matter. It's all about your family and your loved ones being around you, supporting you, and just enjoy your time with your family because the holidays are coming up. And thank you for tuning in.
You know what, Mr. White? Thank you for reminding me about, not that I didn't remember the holidays are coming up, but as
right.
a group, we need to do some, either as a group go out, I'll try it again to go out, and or as a group make a donation to someone or family where even if we was to take up a collection and feed a family who may not have it, you can go to Boston Market or one of these people, or one of these places, and have food delivered to people who may not have it, you know, during this time. Listen, it's understandable, and don't be ashamed. If there's someone out there listening who don't have it and truly needs, please reach out to one of us in the group, either myself, D. Smith, Mr. White, anyone in the group, and it'll get back to me. And we can see how we can make it happen. You are not alone, and it's okay. Or if there's people who may need clothing, feel free to reach out. Just because, you know, we have fun and stuff in the group, that don't mean we're going to leave someone hanging when we know that we have the ability to do something to help. It may not be everything, but something is worth more than nothing. Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up. And, again, you too can be a guest on the show. Come up with a topic and let's see what we can talk about. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of T.L. the Chairman with his vision and his promise to support your local come up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. Let's show our support for one another. You can order LSO merchandise at Treats, the letter N, things, LSO.com, and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. In order to get an autographed copy, you have to come directly through me, as my merchandise is also on Barnes & Noble's, Lulu.com, and Amazon.com. Also, D. Smith, you can follow him on Facebook at D. Smith, period, and on IG at GetThis_D. Always, we enjoy vibing with each and every one of you tonight, and we hope we enlighten you and strengthen you in full transparency. Everything is not always serious, and everything is not always jokes with us, and we come in full transparency, you know, sharing our confessions and or research. And tonight we did that on the topic 2020 Revelations, Bring Back the Art of Relationships. You know, a lot of things got lost along the way, especially after 2020 when, you know, the pandemic hit and it left us in a strange and odd place. And our new norm now is totally different. So everyone is still trying to maneuver and figure out their new norm and how to react and how to move in this world. But you know what? This is what we got to do, and this is where we are. So you got to make it happen for you and make it right for you. Don't forget tomorrow to get out and go and vote. This is the time for you, for your voice to be heard. So go out and do what it is you got to do. And remember, LSO, D. Smith, Mr. White, we love each and every one of you, and thank you for tuning in. Well, we'll do it all again next week. My hashtag is my LSO journey, hashtag I am LSO, hashtag I am. D. Smith, what's your hashtag?
Hashtag GetThis_D. Hashtag
Mr. Wyatt, what's your hashtag?
I don't have a hashtag, but I don't have one. I'm just the brother man from the third floor.
Okay, well, there you go. You're in sweetness. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.